fine, they have that too. That's just the way I am. Yeah. No, work on working on it before.
I don't know. I beg to differ when it comes to stuff like that.
Really?
Well, you heard Maya Angelou, when people show you who they are.
Believe them.
So this is the problem.
Yes.
The thing is that some people really are just like that. And what he needs is a woman that is with open relationships. But the problem is that, and I used to talk about this all the time on one of the old shows that I used to do. If you like a woman who is a nun, if you like nuns,
yes,
you need to go with nuns.
Exactly.
Right. But don't you keep picking up nuns and expecting them to be hot girls in the bedroom.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Clap, vice versa. So I think this is what happens to us. I think that we pick up ideals of people instead of actual people.
So most people, you're saying most people like the idea of them but can't handle it.
Or trying to change a person.
You don't get into anything to change people, right?
Yeah.
I hear you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
But I'm wondering if there's an issue with people in the timing where we're coming in a particular age group, where it's just like, where they're like, yo, I have to get back into something else and just try to make this work. Cause it's like, damn, like I'm looking at my clock. It's like,
that's true.
You know, so I'm
wondering if
that's also putting a factor in some people's minds where it's just like, yo,
I think there's several different factors, but here in Montreal, I think that there's a shortage of good men.
Yes, I agree.
So
we see
the women here jumping, playing hopscotch when it comes to these things. And you hear guys saying things like, oh, this girl's passed through. But that's because there's so many waste men.
Thank you. So now I didn't do anything
with all of these guys that I went with, but I dated them. I tried to see who they were. And they were all trash. So now they're like, oh, they're telling stories. But this is what happens here because there's so little.
Yeah.
So I think that it's a thing. But ladies, we need to just check ourselves, you know, and put your price tag a little bit higher. Take some time to think about some things, you know. Don't go for the first offer. Think about some things a little bit more
before you jump into anything.
Yeah. All right. And also, when someone tells you who they are, believe them.
One more time.
Don't hold on to that little thing. Yeah, but you know what? They were really nice with the kids. And then you hold on to that one little thing that you. And someone said, just because a person is a nice person, it doesn't mean they're the right person for you.
That's it. Doesn't mean it's Mr. Right. He's Mr. Right now.
Can we normalize saying Maya Angelou quotes in her voice?
Yeah.
I think they're just so much more
I think we should straight up get sound bites.
Let's take some note to self. Get some sound bites.
Yeah, I'll totally do it.
Get some sound
bites. I'll totally put it in there.
Drop
for
my
sure.
Regular.
All right, we're going to move on to breaking generational curses. I want you guys to talk about that from your perspective. I mean, there's a lot that, I mean, as Farrell said, you know, you grew older. Kaya, we all said we grew older. Things are different now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you guys had to unlearn, right, as adults that you learned from your parents, your aunties, your uncles, you know, as you were growing up? So what are some of the things that you guys have unlearned?
Well, for me, I'm not sure if it's a matter of unlearning.
Okay.
Like I grew up primarily with my mom, so I didn't have like a two parent household, so to speak.
Right.
So just being in that two parent household, being a father to my children, like I can't say I grew up with the example of like my dad bringing me places and doing that kind of thing. And having these kind of conversations and preparing me for certain things in life. I didn't have that. So it was something that, that's the only reference I have is that I decided that I want to be a father. I want to be a dad, but not based off of example.
Okay.
You know, it's like something,
I
always wanted to do. I always wanted to be, I wanted to do that. And I guess that is me making an effort to break that generational curse, setting a different example, you know, being present.
Right. How important is that now that you deal with a lot of people on a regular basis, men, women and stuff like that. Do you see that a lot of people haven't broken generational curses?
Big time.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, they don't get it yet. And the thing is, I never want to judge anybody or think. So I, you know, everybody in their space, I'll just drop, you know, my suggestions or advice, but you still have people who feel that they have to go grind, do what they have to do, sacrifice the time with their family to give their family the life that they want, not realizing that your children would almost resent you, like,
because
they won't know you. Like, you think that you're out there putting in all these hours for them,
right?
and then you don't know them, and they don't know you, and they're like, yeah, we don't care what you did, actually. All mm-hmm. that effort, all the you thought you were doing it for mm-hmm. us, you missed my first day of this, you yes. missed this, you yes. missed, I hurt myself doing this, I was crying out of this, you right. were never there. I don't even know who you are. Yeah, great, thanks. You're giving me this. And,
exactly.
And then the crazy thing is the parents and, or the fathers a lot will feel certain, like not resentment, but they're upset at the fact that their children right. are not, you know, I did this for you.
Yeah.
And it's like, did you really?
Quality
you,
time.
You know,
again.
Did you ever even ask me if I wanted that?
Yeah.
Did you do it for me, or you did it because you felt like that's what it
love
was?
Love language again. You see why it's important to learn your loved ones' love language? Because you're doing these things out of love, but that's not how your children exactly want to receive love. It's really important. It's good that we talked about that. Mm. It's good. Gina, what are some of your experiences with unlearning and breaking generational curses?
So some I'm still working on. So I come from a very pragmatic family.
Mm-hmm.
You can put us in a war zone and we will go through that with a level head that is uncanny.
Okay.
But then, and so I've always said that I'm sensitive, not emotional.
Okay.
But that's something that I'm working on because my relationship with being emotional is, and I know this is wrong and I've said it before, being vulnerable, crying, all these things, it's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. But I have to, like, I say it out loud because I'm still trying to convince myself.
Right, I understand. Okay.
Right?
Right.
And so when it comes down to being emotional, showing emotions, I lack in that department. And okay. that's something that I'm working on. Like I said, we do it with my nieces and nephews. And like, actually, like, when I'm with them, you think I'm a complete other person because I've been dubbed Ice Queen a time or 10 in my life.
Okay.
And I also did some healing because we talked about healing from relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go back in certain relationships and recognize my fault in that. And I had a relationship with, I think I've had two relationships where they told me blind, like why is it always me who has to hug you first? Why don't okay. you, like, why aren't you affectionate? And in my head, quality time, right? I'm like, I'm here though. What's the problem?
Right.
Like,
I'm see here. The love, like, language thing. I'm showing you all the love
I got. Like, I'm here. Like,
absolutely.
Like, it's hot outside. We got to be hugging up and
right,
cuddling.
Right.
I'm not that type of, I'm not that type of sleeper. Like, okay. cuddling stuff. Like, maybe we can do when we fall asleep, but but if you wake up in the middle of the night, don't grab me in the middle of the night and wake me up because okay. it takes me 20 minutes to go back to sleep.
Okay.
So we have to have these conversations, but I do recognize that when it comes down to being in a relationship, I had to listen to that. I have to listen to that a lot more.
Nice.
And again, love languages and having those conversations, like, okay, what is it that you need?
Right.
And if I'm with somebody who doesn't like that. Need that, like, touch and affection, then great. I mean, mm-hmm. you still need all of them.
Yeah.
Regardless of what.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
You still need all of them regardless of what. But then if someone's telling me, like, yo, it's really big for me to get a hug and I just need, and mm-hmm. you need that caress, I have to work on that.
Mm.
All right, Kaya?
So I was told once a very long time ago that I was actually born into my family to break several generational curses.
Okay.
Mm. And I've experienced a couple different things that along the way people have said to me, you know, I'm sure this is why you don't have children.
Mm.
I'm sure this is why you haven't accomplished this certain something because there's another step that you have to take.
Mm.
And then a couple years ago, my sisters and I, we went to an actual reading with four different women present in the room.
Wow.
And the message around the room was, it's pretty much time for you to step into, and you got one hiccup that's going to come before you can actually break this curse, but you're going to break this generational curse on your family, and it's going to change some things. So I think that the way that we handle men is the way that I'm about to break this generational curse.
I like that.
I come from a family of women that at the time, I think I was 28 years old. It had been somewhere around 30 years that a boy child had not been born into our family.
Wow.
There had been one boy child born into our family. Everybody else was girls.
Wow.
And so we had my uncle, and then we had my little cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much it for that side of the family. And I spoke to my mom about what the lady said to us, and she says, oh my goodness, you know that your nanny Taylor used to talk about a woman that put a curse on our family a long time ago.
Wow.
And this was something that I guess maybe they recognize, mm-hmm. but never spoke about. I guess maybe just like, okay, whatever, you know, this is what people right. are saying. Mm. But I think that being these type of women and growing up in strong holds like this,
right.
we also made some very docile men. Mm. So I think that yeah. I came along to be one of those women who switched the order with us being so hard and tough and dominant right. on men to right. being like, I'm a very tough woman, but I'm very soft to men. Mm-hmm. I like to preserve their feelings right. a little bit more.
Right.
I am the type of woman that when I break up with a man, I will apologize to him for all of the terrible things that I did while okay. we were together.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
So I think that comes with part of what I experience, why I'm like, they're like, you did what?
Right.
But I am definitely that person. And when I break up with a guy, I make sure, like right before, even if he doesn't know what's going to happen, mm-hmm. I teach him a bunch of good stuff.
Right.
So that the next though. Girl that he goes with is like, wow, well, you know, you're really special. He wasn't nothing. I just gave him all of these tools. Woo, I
tell us you got to drop him the nice stuff. You got to Dr. Phil him, smooth it over,
but
baby.
But when they go, yeah. they go full. I make sure right. that it's very important. So I'm still very good friends with most of my exes, but I think that I've come along to be an example for the women in my family. Like, you don't have to be tough and hard all the time.
Right. That's true.
And tact is one of my favorite words, actually. And I teach a lot of my friends about this. I have none, but they should have plenty. So I just tell them all the time. Somebody in the room got to have some tact, y'all. So y'all
I love
go ahead
that.
And learn this good lesson. But I think that that's what I've come to do. So yeah.
I love that.
Woman, some of y'all, Okaya, thank you for your man.
I know. I know. No, I had to unlearn my mother's temper. I had my mother's temper very, very badly. One of my longest relationships lasted for 8 years. This is part of the reason why I moved to Toronto when I was 18. I went to school, though. I was doing good stuff. But I realized that every time me and this individual got into a fight, I would act like my mother. My mother would slam, throw things. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't hit my dad, but you know, but she would want to. Right. I know that, you know. So I had to unlearn that. I remember putting my hands on him. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Mm-hmm. I put my hands on him, and that's when I realized, oh, that's not it, Trish. You can't do that because you're making him feel really small first while you're hitting him. Right. You know what I'm saying? You're putting your hands on him.
Right.
And it's just not good.
And it's not
but I realize my mother learned that from her father.
Mm.
And her father learned that from their parents, you know? Mm-hmm. So the generational curses, they come from long time ago. And our parents also lacked a lot of communication skills,
fact.
Right? Because of our grandparents, it was like, you know, don't talk when you're not talked to, or don't, you know, things like that. And my mother learned that. Speak when you're spoken to and do as I say. She brought that into her marriage in the beginning when we were younger. She learned better because I used to talk to her like, what are you doing? But yeah, but when I realized I learned it, I was like, no, that's not good. So that's what I had to unlearn. All right, we're going to move forward.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a deep today. Deal breakers. Let's talk about our deal breakers. Your top three deal breakers. Something you're like, absolutely no, 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 like Destiny's Child. Deal breakers.
In what sense? When you say deal breaker?
You're like, you're not dealing with this person. Like, this is a behavior you will not accept if they continuously do it type of thing. Deal breakers. Things that you guys will not take into a relationship from another person. Anybody could start.
Well, I mean, Pharaoh's on a roll with jumping in there, but I don't know if I have a solid three.
That's okay.
But one thing's for sure that I will be unmoving on is I don't take racism, like any phobias, like if you're homophobic, xenophobic, all these different things. I'm a very live and let live type of mentality. So for me and my partner, you can't have that. You can't do that because of who I have in my family, and I hold my family very dear.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that because of who I have in my friends, and I hold my friends very dear. You can't do that because that's not part of my values. So I'm not there for that.
Mm-hmm.
Another deal breaker. Sorry, guys. I dated someone before like that, but if you smoke cigarettes, you and me...
Cigarettes is a deal breaker?
I can't.
That's it. Okay.
I'm not here for it. I'm just not here for it.
Okay, one last one.
I think this is one of those things that... maybe shouldn't need to be said, but I'm gonna tell you like this. If you raise your hand, if you put hands on me, you gonna get a fight.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
It.
Like, and I like don't like. I think it. I think there's. We talked a lot about domestic abuse and all these different things, but I'm not the one, honey. I'm not the one, and I'm not related to the ones. And so you better hope you only get me.
Yeah,
because
gotcha. I understand.
Don't come to me with that. That's all not right. A, that's not
Kaya.
Out.
Well, those are the really, really big things, but I start small, so I cut them quick, dirty ears. Little rings of boogie around your nostrils.
So hygiene is what you're saying.
Yeah, we can keep it simple if you want to, but I'm just saying, because there's certain things that let me know other things, like a little ring of boogie around the nose every now and again. You might be somebody who toots every now and again.
Wow.
And I'm, you know, so certain things that I look for with guys, like dirty fingernails, little black stuff under your nails too, and stuff, honey, like that. I hope you're not digging in ashtrays, because we know what that means.
Right.
Wow. So it's a couple different things for me that I start very, very small.
Okay.
Dirty shoes. If your shoes are dirty, every time I see you, it's a thing for me. I say, oh, something is going on in this man's life. Because men like shoes and stuff,
right,
like that.
Exactly. I agree with that.
For sure.
I agree with that.
When I see a man with, okay, so you could have teeth that's crookedy.
Right.
I don't mind that.
Right.
But if you got teeth that's crookedy and it got stuff in it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It let me.
I agree.
So it's I'm going to need you to go to the dentist.
It's a little bit. I know that there's a little bit of tumultuous stuff going on in your life.
Exactly.
I actually read this when I was younger. So yeah, those are my things. I start small.
You do?
I'm picky. Yeah. I get in the car and I'd be like, yeah, I'm a girl like to put my hand up behind your head and stuff. And I lean your head over and look in your ear first. And
I'm
acting like I'm going to kiss you on the cheek and stuff. But I'd be looking in your ear like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, is stuff in it?
Oh,
and you know what? If I really like you, you'll know I really like you, because the next day when I show up, I have tissue for the booger crumbs and I got Q-tips in my
purse.
Oh,
you're so caring,
and peroxide. And I'd be like, guess what I brought? I brought you a special toothbrush and a this.
Wow.
And
a you're so sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, you look like you're still thinking. Can I say mine?
Yeah, I don't even think I have.
Mine are... Because I'm kind of dating, we can say.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I didn't tell you guys what
no,
I am.
No, you didn't.
I didn't say anything. Bad grammar. We know Trish is a texter, right?
Mm.
So if you're texting me like, and I can't read your text,
damn,
sir, we may have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
What if we have children? Who is going to teach them? Like, I mean, no. So that's one of them. Like you said, I always look at hands. But I don't like bitten nails. I don't like really short.
Crunchy nails?
Yeah,
it would look like you bit them.
Yeah,
and like jagged and stuff. So when they touch you, it scratches.
Exactly. I do not like that. Like, even when people are making my food, you know, you go to Subway, Dagwoods, whatever, and they're making food. If that person's nails is shorter than that little skin, you're not allowed to make my sandwich.
I got an aunt that calls them boo-boo fingers. She said, you doing with those boo-boo fingers? Don't touch me with those.
Yeah.
I don't like that. You have to be clean for me, especially your house. Mm-hmm. Like, your house also has to be clean, too. Not only, like, you, but your house. I remember going to somebody's house. I'm sorry if you're listening, sir. And his bathtub was...
Boat.
Round. Blick.
Oh, no.
I'm getting the heebie-jeebies about it.
I gotta tell you this. And you know, I hate to do story for story, but I gotta tell you this. I went to a dude's house. He invited me to his house, and his tub was brown. And so I always go in people's cupboards and cabinets. Anyways, I want to see what type of drugs you got, right? But I went underneath the cabinet, and I found some. He had them. You know the stuff that come out like thick?
Yeah.
So I wrote dirty.
Oh, yeah.
And I wrote dirty in cursive in vim.
Right?
So that when he started the shower and the water actually did run in it, it would just run out the dirty.
The dirty. I can't.
And you know what? And maybe about 4 days later, he called me and said, hey, did you do something to my bathroom?
Cleaned it.
Did you, my nigga?
I cleaned it.
So
sir?
I sat there for a second.
Sir, I cleaned it.
Because now I started adding up. How many days was it? I was at his house?
So that means he didn't go into the bathtub.
He didn't go in the shower for 4 or 5 days.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
I was sitting on
that is disgusting.
Miss Dot Count, Miss Lotto Mercy.
Oh, my God. And they're always the ones who want to touch you up first.
Oh, no.
This is what I understand with it. Oh, another thing I don't like, not story for story, but I am going to say this. I don't like when guys, like, they'll send you, I don't like guys who take too much selfies in the first place, but I don't like guys, they'll send you a picture or whatever, and all the background in your house is dirty. Clean that up. One time I had a guy send me a selfie about some planter suit he was going to wear to a wedding. He looked like a peanut head. Right. Anyways, and there was plastic bags on the floor in his bedroom.
Right.
Socks spilling out of the drawers. I was going to call his name. Oh, thank God. I caught myself.
Okay.
I was going to say his name is Frank. I was gonna say, right. Is that socks back there? Mm-hmm. Oh, why are you looking at that? You should be looking at a suit. You should be looking at a suit. You see, you're too picky. No, you're too nasty.
Yeah,
you're too nasty.
No, I don't. I'm wondering if that's I don't know. I'm wondering if it's a female trait, because I'm wondering, like, what is it? I this whole time you guys have been speaking, I'm like, yo, what were
you
some
still couldn't think
like,
of it?
Cigarettes were a turn off for me when I was younger. Okay. So that was always a thing. But I'm like, really? Like, what are the deal breakers? I feel like happening. I was like, well,
gotta have some standards.
Come with it. And it's like, we'll see if we're down for this or down for that. Like, I really can't think of any.
That just means that your wife is perfect, and aww, I think that that's a great
she
compliment.
She sure is.
Yo, she really is. I'm she really is. Happy with sis, the queen that I have.
Sis ain't come with no booger crumbs and no dirty airs or nothing. I love
exactly.
her.
Exactly. Her bathroom was clean.
No, she was the perfect calm to his storm.
Well, no, okay. Yeah, because yeah, Gina could say I was pretty wild. Yeah, the storm was raging. But No, I'm a nice guy now. You guys see him? Like, you guys
see
him?
She tamed that lion, is what he's saying. Okay. Y'all heard that?
Well, once upon a time, his nickname used to be Hyena. Okay.
Once upon a time, not long ago, yeah. I was a hoe.
Yeah.
And I'm admitting it.
Yeah. No,
I won't take it back because I did this.
Thank you. No fact. And what I appreciate about my queen is that she knows my background. And I feel like we talk about it all the time. I think if you're going to have a solid relationship, your queen or your king, you guys have to be friends.
Absolutely. Fact. I agree with that.
Like, you know what I mean? And like, my queen knows my ins and outs. We used to crack jokes and all kind of debaucheries I was doing. And it was just like, but what was messed up is that when she started getting involved in something else, I was like, nah, F that. Nah, you're my, forget everything I'm doing and forget what you're doing too. You're my woman. I was like,
Virgo.
Now.
Virgo.
I was like, you know.
Virgo?
He's a Virgo. Big time. Like, you can't tell that he's a Virgo.
I couldn't handle it. But anyway, so just to say. But I don't know, like, I've lost track of where we're at with the show.
We were talking about deal breakers.
Deal breakers? Yeah. Okay, cool.
We're on deal breakers.
Because I do definitely. Right,
we're going to touch two more quickly. And then after, we're going to switch into Gina's affirmations and goals. So let's talk about, because I'm going to start with you on this one, okay. Farrell, because you are the male and you are also married, right?
Yes.
Let's talk about effective communication in relationships, not just communications, effective communication, because you could talk until you're blue in the face, right? But if someone doesn't hear you, then what's going on with that? Yeah. So you talk to me. How has effective communication helped all of your relationships? Not just your marriage, but all.
Well, I could only talk about my marriage now just because it's been 15 years, right? So it's like all my past relationships. And again, my past relationships was a very immature Pharaoh Hamid, okay? More Hamid the asshole, hyena, whatever I felt like doing at the time.
Okay.
So now I could say effective communication has saved my marriage, has made it stronger. But what is effective communication? It's understanding, one, how to listen.
Yeah.
That's absolutely first and foremost, right? Like and I think that was a key. That was a key for me, and it was when I would actually take the time to actually hear what my wife was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, wait, hold on. And not just listening to respond, right? Like actually
hearing, it's very, very important
what you're saying. And it's like, okay, so wait, so this is what you actually mean. But now, but in reverse too, though. It was a two-way street, mm-hmm. because it was something that I think on both sides, like we both had to grow and develop, because my wife is very introverted. She's not open like that. She's not a talker like I am, where if I'm unhappy, I can't even sleep. Like I'm like, fuck, I'll just be up all night. Fine. If you're okay to go to sleep. And we would have arguments and she would go to sleep easy. And I'm looking at her sleeping. Yeah. And I'm like, damn,
that's annoying. For
wow.
Me.
I'm like, you were sleeping.
Yeah. actually sleeping. Good too.
Like there's no, you know, and I have to go for walks. I'm walking hours. Like I've seen the whole structure of my feet. Like I'm like, yo.
Trust me. Man.
And it's just like, I need to talk it out. I need to understand where you're coming from. I need to get it, you know. But then I even have to accept how other people are. Like, maybe like this is how I am. I like to get it all out,
right?
Some people just need time. They just I just don't want to talk
that's
about
true.
It right now. And it's
that's
like
true.
And I have to respect that. So I could say, like, just understanding that art, the art of listening, to understand.
Yeah.
And I guess also just the art of understanding that you're not always right.
Exactly. 100%.
You know, accepting, like, yo, you know what,
I like that.
Yeah, my bad. Like, it's something that it was like it only came with marriage and years of seasoning. Because when I was a youth, forget about it.
Okay.
I'm not wrong, and I'm
fluent, and that's it. And I'm willing and we're to not talking about this anymore.
Forget,
exactly.
Forget talk. I'm done. Oh, I'm done. Like okay. I'm not.
So you're saying I'm not wrong, and I'm ghosting you.
And I'm ghosting you fully.
Hey, that's
and,
really bad.
Yo, I'm. Anyways, you know, I'm not. I wasn't the Virgo. Yeah,
you.
I really. It was. It
you
was
are a different
world.
Kind of Virgo, though. You must be a cusp or something
he
because
was,
you're not the.
No, you're not.
I'm a special guy.
What's your birthday?
What? When is my birthday? September, sometime in this September, early September.
Yeah, you know, he's in the, he's September in the middle 12, 13. Of it. He's
around them times. But no, but anyways, it was just to say, it was really that. It was just, okay. It was getting to that point where I understood that it's like, you have to accept that you're not always right. And you got to be willing to humble yourself, apologize, and say, you know what? I'm going to try something different.
I love that.
That was it.
Gina?
I think for me, it's mean what you say and say what you mean.
Right. Mm. Absolutely.
I think a lot of times, sometimes we have communication, and especially when you're having arguments, you're saying things to hurt someone. Mm-hmm. And so focus on what you're feeling and expressing your feelings with somebody, as opposed to just being saying things that to be right.
Right.
So stop arguing to be right. Start communicating to fix what you're talking about.
I just want to touch on arguments. As you say arguments, sometimes a lot of couples need to understand that they're fighting against a problem and not each other. That's another thing too, right? Because when you're fighting against each other, you're saying hurtful things that sometimes you can't take back. So, but we have to understand that you're fighting against something, like the phone or whatever the problem is. You got to try and fix that. So yeah.
And it's also understanding the type of communicator that you have. Because I was that type. I was a bit like Pharaoh in a sense where to me, I was like, I wanted to hear what you had to say when you were mad, because I felt like that was that raw, uncut. Like, tell me what it is now. Let's deal with it. And
yeah.
I've had partners where it's just like, yo, I just need a minute. And sometimes you got to let that person take their minute.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because then that's just it. Then they don't get to say what they mean and what they say, and they're just going to be mean.
Exactly.
And like, I'm the type of person was like, cool. I just need you to be mean enough for me to cut. Like, we can deuce this out all day.
Right.
But that's not healthy. It's not a healthy reaction, and that's not communicating, ultimately speaking.
So important. Kaya?
I love that. Just pose the question for me.
No problem. I asked how important is effective communication in your relationships to you?
Oh, very, very important, because I mean, like you were saying earlier, like about the aggression, you know, I never really thought it was a problem, but I'm a hitter. I will hit you. I will hit you so hard.
Yes.
Your mama will feel it.
I'm telling you.
I talk junk like
it
that.
It was bad
so
for me, yeah.
For me, real communication bad. Is key. I'm also Gemini too, right? So I'm like...
Oh, you're a gem.
Super lawyer, super advocate. So I'm just like, I know you ain't crazy. You better come over here and have a conversation with me. Because if we talk about it, while I'm talking about it, I care.
Exactly. I believe that.
That says a lot for me.
Right.
But when I stop talking... I'm not talking. I'm putting my hands on somebody, because now you done made me feel like what I'm saying to you does not matter.
Right.
Mm.
So for me, that is very, very important, because
right.
I'm really not that type of person. And people always say, well, a lot of people actually resent me for always being kind of like mild mannered until I have to be, because I don't like to hurt people's
of
feelings.
Course.
I don't like to be, you know, like shady just to be, I'm not that.
Mm-hmm.
So communicating the things that we need to when we need to and not waiting till things boil over and things like that is important for
me. Exactly.
And for me, if I don't have to say anything mean, I won't. Mm-hmm. So
that's it.
When you come to me,
come to me.
Right. And I will come to you and let's have the proper conversation. But if it's not able to happen like that, that's when a different side of me shows. And I know that no one enjoys that part.
That's right. On the basis of communication, how important is the delivery of things? You guys believe that when people deliver something, that's important?
Tact
is important. And how important are the harsh conversations, the ones that are uncomfortable?
Yeah, well, it goes to what I was saying before in terms of, if you're going to communicate to me for me to understand what you're saying, I think you have to do a little bit of work. Like, just, and it's like, it goes back to what I was saying before, where a person is just trying to argue with me because that's how the way they like to speak. And it's like, fine, but I'm not hearing you.
Right. No, so, I hear you. I feel you on that. 100%.
So it's really that. So it's like, so if in any kind of relationship, it's like you have to take that time to understand, like, how does my mate, like, how do they understand? Right? You know what I mean? Like, how do they, like, that's it. If I give you a whole paragraph, my wife used to hate that because I'm long-winded. So I'll say a lot of stuff in a short span of time.
Right.
She heard like the first three words. Okay. And the rest is just like, blah, 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 getting on her nerves, blah, blah, she's not hearing me no more. Like, so I had to understand that and break it down in short pieces, give her time to respond. But that was me taking the time to understand how my wife responds to me, how she, like, how she hears things.
Okay.
And vice versa. When somebody's talking to me in a way, I'm like, pause. You're saying too many words. So let me reiterate the first section that you said and then make sure I get it and then you could continue. But that's how I am.
So. Okay.
I don't respond well to raised voices.
Okay.
Like, and not relationship wise, but so our pastor, pastor back in the day when I used to go to church. When you spoke to her, sweetest woman, had the sweetest little voice. But when she used to preach, she used to yell. And like, it was automatic in my head. Like, I would go into, like, we're singing, and she starts preaching and yelling. And then I'm just like, all right, so what am I cooking today?
Okay. Am I doing this? So you didn't receive that.
I wasn't doing it on purpose. Because then it'd be like, oh, no, listen to the word. And my mind would drift off. That. So if you, like, it's always, and everybody, for some people, they need that, right? They need to hear it. And so there's different ways for things to be delivered so to be heard. But if you're talking to me and you're yelling, it's beyond me. I will not hear you. I will not take it in. And it won't be effective.
I hear you.
So.
Kaya, the harshness.
You know I'm a little slow.
No, it's okay. It's early morning. and the harshness of the conversations and the delivery. How important is that for you?
I was saying earlier that tact is one of my favorite words.
Yes, you were saying that.
So
yeah.
That's very important to me. So I've been in some very sticky situations. So it's just a thing for me. Like, honey, you know I really love you, but your breath.
Yeah. But those are the things that you have to say.
Killing me right now. I'm going to hook it up for you. I got a little special charcoal toothpaste, and I got a special toothbrush. Come, let me show you this little something I got. And I got a new kind of floss. You're going to love it. Like, I'm that girl. But I know some women will say, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Your breath just smells like this and that and that.
Right.
So, but I think that there's a way that we got to go about things, especially in a relationship. I want to hurt
course.
You. So, yeah, I think that's important. And as far as the tough stuff goes, I like to do that first thing in the door. It's funny because I have a friend who has the same zodiac sign as me.
Okay.
So we tend to be the same way. So when we come in the door, it's like, okay, so let's talk about the tough stuff.
Yes, but I like that.
And then let's, you know, then we'll
get and then we'll have the fun.
Then we'll have fun.
Right.
But let's get the tough stuff out first.
So I like that.
You did this, you did that. I don't really care for this. These are the things that are going to keep me from having an issue with you.
Right.
You know.
You get it out of the way. Can I touch on that? Absolutely.
When I got married, or before getting married, we met with a marriage counselor. It's actually our pastor, Pastor Sarah at the time. And I don't know how many couples are still doing that. Like, we had two marriage counselors because we went with my pastor and at the time, my wife's pastor. Right. And we had a couple of sessions where they were breaking down, just asking a bunch of just questions.
Really, I think that's
like
really
random questions to make you just think about, like, you know, how you guys want to handle kids, how you guys handle discipline, how you get. And it was awesome because it was like it made us think about things. Mm-hmm. And I feel people aren't doing that shit these days. And I feel that that's what's like that you're getting into relationships, not really knowing your mate.
Exactly.
You know, 100%. And like not knowing who your king or your queen are. And then you're getting into things and circumstances and you're like, yo, wait. You're not down to share licks. Like, the child needs licks. And hold on. And it's creating weird rifts in the relationship later on where these things should be hit, like I said, early.
Yeah, early. I agree with that.
Pull the band-aid off early. It's like, not down for that? Okay, well, shoot, I'm into all these things.
And then you find out if it's a deal breaker.
Exactly. Right?
Facts.
Comes back to effective communication, love language, all that stuff.
We shouldn't be spending money on weddings that...
Do you want to talk about that?
Okay, we're going to talk about it just briefly before you go into the next thing.
We're going to talk about
this is something Trish and I were talking about the other day. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I feel if we spend big dough on a wedding.
Uh-huh. Talk about a pig.
And there's a divorce within 12 months. It's not even a good year. Yo,
we're getting our money back.
We should at least on the trip.
We need a refund.
Because listen to me, your gift is your gift. That's all love. But yo, we traveled. We did this.
People talking about dresses, suits, hair, weaves. Yeah, remember the cruise? The cruise. I can tell you guys that story real quick if you guys want.
I'm just saying, if she don't work out. Within, I think you should have known before you had the whole entourage fly out.
Here's the thing.
I am with it.
Maybe don't get the refund, but don't expect me to. Your next wedding
better be the next wedding. Who's going?
Let me
finish.
Sorry. Me and Pierre heated on this conversation.
Because people could find love again, but your next wedding better be a backyard barbecue. Because we're not spending all this money again. Not two times, not three times, not four.
No.
Three, nine, and nine.
Yeah.
How you feel about that, Kai?
I'm going to tell you something. First of all, people, they know not to play with me. But I'm going to tell you something. Everybody going to know I'm going to talk junk. I'm going to say stuff. And I'm going to get, right. I'm going to reopen the group chat, Cynthia's wedding chat on WhatsApp.
Add and everybody back.
Exactly. Add everyone back.
The voice note is going to go viral.
I'm telling you.
What the hell? Seriously. Tap, did y'all think what y'all was doing? Well, I'll tell y'all one thing right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If y'all go and get divorced, I need my $16.50 back from the trip. Because I'm going to tell y'all, so you got to call us all the way out here to Panama. I had rashes on my forehead. There was bed bugs and stuff. I still came out there.
I got you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
You
thank
need your
you.
Money.
No.
Y'all better know.
High you need your money back.
Nah, I'm just saying. I'm putting out, it should be a precedent.
Yeah, but if you went and had a whole vacation...
Yo, not on my. Your first. Yo, who said that vacation was convenient?
Exactly.
Who said all kind of
have to take off time off of
all
work?
Kind of sacrifice being made?
Jesus
all kind.
Anyways, you know you missed a fete in your city. Okay, no, sorry, I'm done.
I know we came here tonight and we was ready to rock, but let me hear you say, "I want my money back. I want my money back.
I'm just saying, like, there should be refunds. I know, because I just feel people would think two times before getting a divorce.
Thank
because they'd
you.
Be like, yo, differently, if we get a divorce with the new precedent that Pharaoh set, we're going to have to send money back to mad
and
people.
And I want back the cutlery set, too, that I gave you.
You want
the gift?
Like, I put the monetary money I gave you back.
So they have to they have to stay together in misery because...
Minimum
so
12 months. That's not my
problem. So 12 months and one day. You're
okay,
good?
Look. Yo, it'll be at least a 12 month. But you know what? Actually, sorry. On that same note, not to over rant.
No,
but I just feel they made the, like, divorce is mad easy. And it's like, I find like my wife and I, we have a commitment where we're like, yo, regardless, like, we're not going to go through that. Like, it's like, this is what it is. We're going to fight through it. And I just find society has made it like, it's an easy cop out. I'm just getting a divorce.
Yeah. But everyone doesn't have the same perception.
It's
of what
communication
marriage is.
At the end of the day, if you fell in love with that individual, there was a reason why you guys fell in love.
Again,
what happens is communication. I'm different now. No, because we're supposed to become different. You're supposed
to
evolve.
That's right.
Everybody evolves.
And not everyone marries for love.
That's true.
Not everyone Gina's has right. the same perspective on what marriage. Because let's be real.
No, please educate me.
Like, marriage, first and foremost, was not about love. It was about classism.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. It was about bringing families together,
right,
so that you guys can farm together, so that you can have a farm, so you can have children.
We bring it back. No one's getting married for that, though. No one's getting married for that these days.
Really,
bro? Come on.
Well, so all them prenups out there, all them some people marrying up in
oh, you're talking.
And,
okay, you're talking. You're
not talking
the next
so
level.
I'm not talking about your marriage.
I'm talking about the average us.
Well, generally
yeah, but
speaking.
Maybe they like.
I don't know.
Everybody has their own perspective of what marriage is. Some people is for security.
Right. That's
some
true.
Some people is for love.
That's true.
Some people is for convenience. Some people is because of survival. Not everybody marries for the same reason.
Amen.
Well, then that's a very good conversation.
Well, it's changed a lot these days.
It
because
has.
Women know it's not worth buying the pig to get a little sausage.
Mm.
So
exactly.
That analogy?
Yeah, that was a good one. It was a good
very
one.
Good. I like that a lot.
I understand, right? Don't buy the car before you drive it. But then they say don't buy the cow if the
you
milk
won't buy
is
the
free.
Cow if the milk
so
is
free. I feel like a lot of the stuff that they say is contradictory for us. So then
that's
like
true.
It's almost like shout out to Cali Pop because those is actually lyrics from one of her songs.
Oh, nice.
X-Men. But I think that's something that we need to think about.
And on that note, our last topic is monogamous relationships versus open relationships.
Yeah.
Now, I know Kaya has mentioned she wants to marry, have three husbands.
Oh, was it seven?
No, three.
Oh, it's three.
Okay, okay.
It's three.
No. Oh, no, the African woman has
yeah,
seven.
I ain't
okay.
trying to get that many miles. The mileage is important.
Right. So
no, one man a day, and then your mileage stays
keeps
the same.
Keeps the stress away. Amen. Sorry.
What?
Nothing.
What?
P's confused.
What? P's confused.
What?
So confused.
Did I just
all right, so I guess P, you're for monogamous relationships.
I'm just saying. Right. I don't think I'm in this part of the show.
I mean, we already know. So we'll go to the queens. All right. Gina and Kaya. I mean, I know I said Kaya's part, but you guys can speak for yourself, and then I'll go last, and then we're going to play some music.
Mm. I've always been in monogamous relationships, but I do believe in having honest conversation. And so I now in my age, in my 30s, this is not something that I grew up thinking, mm-hmm. but in my 30s now, I feel like I can have a conversation to have ethical non-monogamous relationships. I just believe in having an honest relationship.
Okay.
So let's have an honest relationship, and whatever you want to title that and what have you is what it needs to be. Mm. And it doesn't, and sometimes you get into a monogamous relationship, 7 years down the line, you might have to have a conversation.
Right.
You may start non-monogamous, and 6 months down the line, you need to have another conversation.
That's true. Yep.
So I just believe in honest relationship.
Honest.
Regardless of monogamy or
not. Or not. Okay. Kaya?
I love that. I love how you answered that. That is actually like almost perfect for me.
Right.
Mm. But I do, I just feel like you're supposed to find, as far as like what I say to men all the time, find the two women that you like the most and settle down. And I always say to women, find your clan, your three or whatever men that you want, and settle down and tell them all about each other and, you know, have a sit down. And just for this, I want to just shout out Issa Rae. What's her name? She gotta have it.
Oh, DaWanda Wise. Yes.
Okay.
I love her.
That show.
Yes.
Okay. Now you know that's a Spike Lee movie.
It's so funny that you say DaWanda Wise. I'll tell you.
Spike Lee film, but she dates three guys.
Yep.
She does. Then at the end of, like, you know, kind of sneaking around them, she was like, you know, and not really sneaking around because they know that she has others, but they don't know who. But she invites them all for Thanksgiving dinner. And pretty much last man standing ends up being kind of like, you know, her main thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I think that that's how it's supposed to go. So yeah, I'm down. I'm with it all.
When I hear brothers though talking about having multiple women, I just feel that if you're going to do that, you got to come correct. Like,
they're not ready here.
The thing is, it's like, if you're going to say, I want to have multiple wives, mans are talking to me about that. I'm like, I'm looking at them, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I know you. Mm-hmm. You can't afford multiple wives. Stop.
Right. It's true.
It's like, true. Get real. It's like, bro, like, what are you saying? Multiple wives is multiple children.
Exactly. They don't even know that they're supposed to be able to afford multiple wives. In their mind, they're like, these two women are going to pay half, and that's going to be all the bills.
They're not ready.
Pharaoh's calling you a monkey, okay? Like, if that's what you're doing, grow up. Like, come on. I'm going to say it real. For the men who are listening, it's like, guys, like, if you're talking about I want to have multiple women, no one's saying you cannot.
Right.
But be prepared to man up with multiple women.
Thank you. Right. Okay? Talk about it.
And you'd be surprised. Women would actually respect you. If you're like, you're absolutely coming correct, you would be surprised. But you can't be a bum-ass brother.
Right.
And then talking about you want multiple women. You're not taking care of your one. You're not taking care of your two. You're not taking care of yourself.
Bro, you're not ready here.
Your one is a situationship. It's not even your girl.
Stop.
Get mature, then say, I can handle this woman.
I have a next woman. Keep everybody happy. That's just what to do. But nah, the brothers who feel that, it's just... I know, they're watching too much TV,
They want to label it different things. And on that note, we're going to play some music and then come back with Gina's affirmations and goals.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Yeah, y'all. How do you make someone with broad shoulders look...
deserves a woman. Every woman deserves a man. So I'm about to ask... I have felt this strange vibration, and I had a lot of vision, but where is my other half? Can somebody tell my lover, will I love her?
Bring it back.
I pray for my surviving the pen. Demons taking my friends. Boys pretending they men. Don't fuck on my zen. My homie told me you violated a body and shawty that put me on 10. She begging me now to add it to the list of the feelings I gotta keep in. Ain't yeah. that the root of the drama? How we just lock up the charm? Fighting within, fighting without, fighting divided and conquered. Like God didn't make us compatible. They wanted to turn us to animals. We lynching that Willie Lynch manual. Run the back from sabbatical. Jaded on mental admit to us. The reason our family slipping up. Cause our women won't submit to us. You let a bit run the crib in the southern and say it's the bit in us. We dominate to overcompensate. Our bravado dripping with the cowardice. I'm watching power, feeling powerless. Like I gotta get my out of this hell, out of this spell. From the pills on the powder fish scales. From the rapper with the loudest tip drills. We don't win with no amount of pistols. In the battle on the soul. Allergy fresh, we gotta count our dough. Properly waking, really own property. Motherland be like a old property.
We can see eye to eye. They know it's by design. That in the dark we shine, and that's the bottom line. When we're together we stay strong, but they don't want us to last long. We can see eye to eye, we can see eye to eye, yeah.
Bring it back.
Give me for the side of show. Can't control this other half here on my own, yeah. Give me for the side of show. Can't control this other half here on my own,
yeah. Why she left me? Got way too messy. Show my mask to the world. Show my worst.
That was the other half by Jadenna. Love that. Let me put back the background music. Makes all the difference for.
How do you like Jadenna's new look?
His new look?
Oh, you haven't seen him?
No, I haven't. Wait,
have you seen Jadenna?
Lord have mercy, looking like
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like get in. I know you're doing your thing, and then we only have a few minutes.
Yeah,
but I am going to show you Jadenna.
Looking like Khal Drogo.
What?
Ooh, he looked like a good black Khal Drogo.
I'm here for Jadenna. I was here from Jadenna with his classic slick
man,
back. Yeah, no? Classic man,
okay,
all
but he
day.
He doesn't look like that anymore.
Listen, really? I'll take him in all forms. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Oh yes. Oh. Well, no, that's not what I was expecting. But okay. Because nah. I saw some braids earlier.
Nah, I'm not feeling that.
That's not his best look, but it's okay. I got you, babe.
Some people like it.
Some people like it. Yeah.
So today, it's my last day of dad jokes, guys. Just to let you know.
No, why?
Because June's done, folks.
Okay. Okay.
Don't act like you liked it, Kaya. You was getting all mad with me, and I figured it out.
Nah, I was just mad. I didn't know.
Yeah.
You didn't know the
joke. I just be mad that I don't know the answers. I'd be mad because I didn't win. I just like that.
I hear you.
Okay.
Maybe we'll bring it back further down the line, but
no, don't do it.
Today's affirmation. I'm bringing it back just because. So the affirmation of the week is treat others the way you want to be treated.
Talk about it.
It's a simple one, but it's a one that we need to be reminded of. So that's that.
That's an OFC code of conduct.
Oh, is it?
It is.
I love
it's
that.
It's one of the rules to be a member of the OFC.
Okay.
Mm. I like that.
So. I see energy.
I learn something new every day.
Absolutely. I don't necessarily have a week's fun goal because you know what? Today's the 24th and it's... One second, please. Can you not do that? Who's doing that?
What?
Who's highlighting?
Oh, and you're looking at me. I'm here doing my... I'm in my world.
Because it said OFC. Because someone's looking at the answers.
I can see it.
Someone can't answer.
Oh, I don't answer it.
I was like, what are your shots?
Wow. She ties, and you're looking at me.
I didn't listen. No, all right. No. I won't touch, and I will not answer. Cheating, but I'm going to want to answer. I'm just saying.
Cheater.
Cheating Trish?
Well, I've cheated before, honey. I'm sorry. Nothing.
So let's get right into it. I don't have a week's goal because, you know, today's the 24th and everyone should be off. And so go enjoy the weather. And some of y'all have long weekends. I don't. I got to work tomorrow, but it's going to be a nice weekend anyway. And actually, DJ Bobby Payne is has his party, his day party today.
Okay.
All right.
Was it Grill and Chill?
Let's do it.
That's right.
Hopefully you got your tickets and you're going. Yes.
Empower our VIPs. You're going to see us all there.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the building. I already know what I'm wearing an Earth thing.
Facts. I'm going naked.
No, you're not.
Please don't do that.
I was trying to draw people to the party.
What's the date? We'll run them to the party.
That's not drawing them into the party.
What's the date?
The 24th.
The 24th.
Today.
Today, technically.
Oh, yes. Today.
So, guys, you ready for the dad joke?
Yep.
What would happen if you smacked Dwayne Johnson's butt?
Can I answer?
No. Cheater, cheater. Pumpkin eater.
But can she answer like she didn't cheat?
And I'm wondering, because I've been having it in the sheet, right? All these weeks.
Eh? No, this is the first time I've seen it like that, to be honest with you. I swear, I'm a mummy and I love my mummy. It's the first time I actually seen it.
All right. But nobody? No, you cannot.
I have no idea.
You're not only because I know the answer.
Yeah,
and
so I get to say the answer because it's cheating. Okay, so you've hit rock bottom.
Wow.
I would have loved answering that.
Can you smell what the rock is cooking?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Stop. I like the rock. He's so fine. I would like to smack his butt. He is a very good looking gentleman.
Okay, can we go to the next one? Are you finished?
No,
don't rush me. Damn. All right, guys. What's the difference between black eyed peas and chickpeas?
I'm not going to answer. I just didn't see it.
Black eyed peas and chickpeas?
What's the difference between black eyed peas and chickpeas?
Oh, right.
I don't know. Some about physical licks. What's in your noses? No.
I don't know. The black eyed peas can sing a tune. Chickpeas can only hummus one.
Hey!
I would have never got that. You see how long the answer is?
Hummus one.
They can only hummus one.
Who has time for that kind of answer?
I would have never got that, though.
It's a two-part answer. Who has black eyed peas?
But there were two things involved.
What's the difference between black eyed peas and chickpeas?
Anyways.
No.
The black eyed peas can sing. Chickpeas can only hummus.
Next week, and Nzinga has a joke. I'm going to record it. I'm going to play Nzinga's joke.
I think
let's do it.
And Nzinga has the best joke. She keeps telling everybody in the house. It's so funny.
I love it.
I like it.
I love it.
So no more dad jokes for real? We're done?
For now.
Yeah, we're done.
Can we bring one back, though?
Wow. We'll see.
Can we bring out days of the week?
Well, yeah, July was supposed to be that. So let's do this.
All right.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Word. This is the OFC Community Updates. For those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And this is the Community Updates, where we just like to keep you guys informed, in tune, and just, you know, letting you guys know what's popping in the hood. So you realize I change that every week. Every week, it's a different reason why I'm bringing the Community Updates.
Every single week.
But the point is, I just like to make sure you guys are in tune, okay? Just very, very quick.
No problem.
We really went in this episode. I really enjoyed the show. So I want to just remind everybody, check out, if you want to know what's coming up in the community, go on OFClink.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page. You'll see upcoming events and you'll see all the different things we have coming up in the community. You know, there's tons of things coming up. All right. Like the biggest thing for me I see coming up is the Camp Fet. You definitely do not want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. But now what I want to really talk about, though, and it's in line with the topic. Okay. So we've been talking about relationships. So we have a queen in the community who has an event coming up called Commit. Okay. I want to invite everybody right now, go commit.ca and register for this event. And really, it's a discussion that we're going to be having. And she brought it up and I did a little live video about it because the topic was like, as men in the community, especially men in relationships, why aren't we exposing how we're building our relationships to other brothers in the community?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, her company, again, you guys definitely want to check it out, commit.ca. And her whole thing is being able to do matchmaking, but it's not just her, but her focus originally when she created it was for matchmaking. Okay. But then as she got into it and peeling off the layers, so to speak, she realized how, I don't say damage we are as a community, but there's a lack there, right? And there's a lack when it comes from the side of men, especially. There's a lack, and I'm putting the conversation out there, and I want brothers to respond. Check it out. We want to hear from you guys, especially brothers who are in relationships. Is it our responsibility as men in the community, community leaders, community builders who are in relationships? Is it our responsibility to share?
Yes.
Our good practices.
Of course.
To be able to build community. I believe it is.
I think so,
right?
Too.
And because the thing is, if we're going to say we're community builders, that we have to respect every aspect of community.
Of course, right.
We're on there all day talking about, you know, economic empowerment, and we're doing this, and we're building with this level of government, and we launched this initiative, and this.
Right.
But we don't have relationships developing in the community.
Okay.
And I've talked about this a lot. I feel that if we're going to empower, if we're going to be an empowered community, a nation is a bunch of united families. And I've spoken about it in length, where the fact that even back in the day, who used to finance Malcolm X, used to finance Martin Luther King, these were black families that used to do this. So you have to understand there was an actually concerted effort to destroy the family. Right, so now us as leaders in community, we have a responsibility to bring that back. We have a responsibility to set the example and to have these conversations, especially with men, because it seems, and I think I talked about it a little bit in this show, that there's a lack of maturity when it comes to men in the community.
I agree,
and I could talk about it so, like this. These are conversations that we don't have. I've come to realize, and I even mentioned in my life, it's like, If the sister didn't bring the conversation to me, it didn't even dawn on me that amongst my brethren, and not everybody's in relationships, we never have these conversations.
Right.
Like, where no one's ever asking me, yo, bro, how have you been married for 15 years? Like, what are key things that are working in your relationship? None of them ever ask these questions. So why aren't we having these conversations?
I agree.
And it does matter. It matters a lot. So just to say, so I really want to plug this event. I want, like, I want people to come out. I want people to get involved, to share, to dialogue. I'm pleading to brothers in the community. We have a lot of sisters who are always down, obviously, for the conversation. Yeah. But guys, like, we got to step it up, and we can't just be like, they don't want us or whatever be the case. Nah, we got to step up and let ourselves be seen and heard. So again, like, this event is coming up. It's this coming. I'm trying to pull up the event right now real quick. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, here it is. It is Commit L'Agence. So it's Monday, June 28th, 7:30 p.m. Okay, register commit.ca. I'm going to share it on the Empower Hour page. I'll continue to blast it. If we can, we'll try to get her on to have a conversation with us, just to share a little bit more about her business and you know, like, her inspiration and why she got to where she's, why she's doing what she's doing right now. But again, community, I definitely want to see you guys come out and just share, and, you know, just to hear. If we're going to build and heal as a community, we got to do it as a collective.
All right.
So, yeah, that's basically it.
We got 5 minutes left of the show. We're going to move right on to Kaya real quick, and then we're going to go.
So I want to just touch on, because we didn't get to touch on it, about the Oka party that happened, I guess, 2 weeks ago now. Mm-hmm. And so there was a couple things that I liked, and there was a couple things that I didn't like. First of all, the party was ramshot. Mm-hmm. Big up Montreal. When I put on party in real life, and you could tell that the people needed this, because you know what? There wasn't one problem. There wasn't one hitch.
I love it.
And then the next day, the news came out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The news was, they had, you know, it's so crazy. So, we're in Oka. We went to the smoke shops. Mm-hmm. We bought the food. We bought alcohol. We bought what they had.
Right.
And the place was a little ill-equipped when it came to a couple different things, but washrooms and different stuff like that.
Okay.
Trash cans around the place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people did what they obviously are going to do. They're going to throw some stuff around, and they're going to pee in some bushes.
Right.
This is what happens when it's, you know, things are not pointed out clearly enough.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. So on the news the next day, they show bottles all over the ground. They actually have footage of some girls catching, peeing in some bushes.
Wow.
So there's a photo of that?
Well, there's cameras. There's footage all over the place. And anyways, they said that somebody from the news must have been there with, like, their cell phone. They recorded some footage and stuff. And okay, so this is what I do want to say, though. Black folks spent good coin
to go there. Exactly.
It could have been a little bit more well put together when it came to the facilities.
Yeah.
Bathroom, trash cans, those types of things. Places where people could go and sit down and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It forced people to rest on people's land and cars that didn't belong to them and stuff like that. It wasn't put together well enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But while we were on the premises, I never seen one native.
Mm. Okay.
I didn't see any of my people there.
Okay.
Any of my native people there. And for those who know me, know, you know, my mom is Blackfoot, Cherokee, and Shoshone. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of my people there. Okay. But I see one. But on the news the next day, that's who they kind of had representing what happened.
Interesting.
That day.
Very
so
interesting.
It kind of was like a kick in the behind, because it's like, come on, guys. Did y'all really do that and try and bring it out? Like, oh, you guys are, come on.
Yep.
So, Just to wrap this up, because for me, I just feel like this is the kicker for me.
Mm-hmm.
I receive a flyer this Saturday, the day of my birthday. I'm from a DJ letting me know, if you're willing to drive, if you're ready to take a drive, come on out back out to the green room, because we're doing another party from from 7 to 12.
Really?
From 12 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So they're still having parties out there.
Hmm.
They're still letting the people come, but they said some derogatory things on the news. So now I feel like it's one of these situations where y'all know why we were there. Y'all know why we came. And we spent good coin out here. Yeah. We came up here and bought up all your good products.
Right?
All the tweed, all the drink, tobacco. They bought cigarettes. They did it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I understand you got to protect your business and you have to say what you have to say for the news and stuff like that. But give the people a little bit of wiggle room too.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, we made some mistakes when we came out there. We hope that the next time it's better.
Right.
Better facilitated for us. But come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Come on, y'all. Y'all made a lot of money out there. Exactly. Y'all could have left that part. Y'all could have left
you
some things
left that out.
Especially
absolutely.
If you was going to have another party and invite us back up there again.
Right?
So.
Knowing that we'll spend our coin. This whole show was a coffee conversation, so that's why we eliminated today. Anyways, kings and queens, this is the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible to This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the ORC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, I am fumbling, Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
Cha-cha-cha.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com. Thank you.